Thank you for joining Asia's best radio station.
Download latest podcasts of Carry On Harry Show on iTunes.
Now shake hands with celebrities on Singapore talk show, Carry On Harry.
Inviting music composers, producers, artists on board on Carry On Harry talk show for connecting you to worldwide audience. Write to Harry Johal at carryonharry.com or visit www.carryonharry.com for more details.
Hi friends, welcome to yet another show with your talk show host Harry Johal. Today we are going to invite music artist Bradley Palermo on Carry On Harry talk show to talk and discuss about the release of a new five-song EP, Stranger.
This is Bradley.
Hi Bradley, this is Harry calling from Singapore.
Hey, how are you?
I'm perfectly fine. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Thanks for calling.
Well, first of all, congratulations that your new five-song EP, Stranger, is just in the market right now and it has been released on iTunes. So as a creative person, how is the feeling for you?
Oh, it feels great. You know, we haven't released any music in a few years now. So it's awesome to have some new stuff out there.
Correct. So every time, you know, whenever your music is releasing, always, you know, there are some feelings of whether it will be well received by the market or, you know, whether, you know, people will accept it or whether people will criticize it. So what exactly goes on in your mind, you know, when you release your music? Does all these things really matter to you?
To a point, yeah, you know, especially like in this situation, we put out a sort of a slower, darker EP where in the past some of our stuff was a little more lighthearted and faster paced. So you kind of wonder if your existing fan base is going to be able to get behind the change. But at the same time, it feels good to just kind of do exactly what you want to do. So I guess somewhere in between being concerned and just kind of going with it, you know?
Correct. I'm getting your point. You see, music creation is not just, you know, investment in terms of, you know, your creativity. It also requires you to be devoting your time, energy, you know, money goes into promotion of, you know, any music release. So definitely for an artist, it does matter that the music is well received. So how do you see the music scenario, you know, when, you know, people go ahead and, you know, don't buy your music or people, you know, grab a copy of your music from, you know, pirated sites? What is your take about it?
Well, I mean, you know, we always appreciate the support if anyone can buy it or just spread the word. I think the music business has changed a lot where, you know, you're not just trying to generate sales or generate money through sales, but, you know, through your live shows and your merchandise and ticket sales, things like that. So it's awesome. And like our album right now, it's just, you know, pay what you want. You can put any price on our Bandcamp page. So it's awesome when people throw in money and help us, you know, do things that, you know, further the band. But then at the same time, we just getting the exposure of people having the music is ultimately the idea, because you know, then hopefully they come out to the show and it all kind of goes from there.
Correct. I do get your point of view that, you know, that live shows does matter in terms of marketing and, you know, getting the returns. But there are some fans, you know, which really want to, you know, listen to this kind of a music that you are producing. And, you know, these fans might not be listening to your shows live. And then the platforms like iTunes and CD Baby and other platforms are available, you know, which are full of so much of creative stuff that, you know, sometimes a music really, you know, gets lost in that, you know, digital jungle. So it becomes very, very important for an artist to invest in advertising and, you know, other avenues like you are like today on Carry On Harry Talk Show. I'm very much sure you must also be doing interviews in other media. So how do you see, you know, this kind of a promotional campaign that an artist, do you think it's very important for an artist to make appearances in media apart from doing the live shows?
Oh yeah, I mean every single thing helps. There's a lot of, yeah, there's so much music now and there's so many people making music, and you know, it's less expensive to put out records. You can do it independently now. But I think what happens with that is there's so much white noise. Like to get above that, you know, to stand out in the crowd, when there's so many bands, so many artists, it's difficult. So yeah, I mean, you do interviews wherever you can, try to get a hold of bloggers whenever you can, and most of these guys are flooded with music every single day. So, you know, I think a lot of times we just try to focus on our niche audience. Like, if we can find other, you know, our blogs or outlets that kind of focus on dark music or dark wave music, electronic music, stuff that kind of fits us in, kind of go after them because, yeah, I mean, trying to hit, like, better known, huge, like, music websites like Pitchfork and stuff like that, it's, like, it's hard to even get close to it, you know, when you're a smaller artist.
Correct. We want the term small or big artist, Bradley. It all matters to an audience is how good you are as a music, singer or a composer or you know, performing artist. That's the only bottom line, you know, what matters. It doesn't matter, big, small, new, old, it doesn't really matter. What matters is ultimately what the quality of, you know, music that you are producing. And the only obstacle which I see in the lives of, you know, emerging and new artists is that they are not able to perfectly market their brand to international level so that they have a very strong fan base which encourages, you know, the music companies to come forward and, you know, sign those new artists and promote them in a more extensive way. So that was my point of, you know, thing that were going on in my mind. And that's why I asked you a few questions related to, you know, the marketing aspect of the music and how, what kind of, you know, viewpoint do you hold about the music industry and the new artists. Now, coming back to your new release, Stranger, I'm very much sure you must be very much curious to tell us about, you know, all the 5 EPs and what went into, you know, music, you know, creation process. Tell us a little bit about each, you know, track of the of this, you know, album. How did it went all about?
I'll tell you about each track. Is that what you said? I'm sorry.
Yes, I want you to introduce the USP of all your tracks. What you have tried to, you know, convey in the form of music.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, the EP Stranger. So the first track is called Stranger, and it's very based on, very much so based on true crime TV shows that we watch. So it's a lot of sort of on the run music about sort of the darker side of life, I suppose. So Stranger is definitely more of like a sort of like Depeche Mode sort of creepy, slow song. And then the second song, there's only 5 songs on the EP. The second one's called Old Fashioned. It's a little bit more of an upbeat dance track. And then we get into Ghosts, which is, again, another slow kind of dark song. We use a lot of vocoders on the vocals. The fourth song is called One Man Town. It's kind of a ballad. Some people have compared it to like a Tears for Fears type of song. Hmm. And then Hard Part's the last song. It's kind of a gritty, more of a dancey sort of synth song. So, yeah, it's I think for people that know of our band, it fits into what we were.
Get it.
In sort of this slower, creepier sort of way. And for the people that haven't heard us, then, you know, it's totally fresh and that's awesome.
Correct. I get your point. Bradley, what is coming into my mind is, you know, you have, you know, told us about, you know, all the 5 tracks in EP Stranger. According to you, you know, what was the most difficult track out of all these, and which you ultimately, you know, found it more satisfied as a creative person?
The track is most satisfying. I think the title track.
Mm-hmm.
Stranger is probably the best song on the EP as far as, I mean, we just kind of why we named it after that song. We put a ton of work into it. It took us probably about a year to make this EP. I mean, off and on, we're not good working on it every day, but there's just so many like subtle sounds and layers of synthesizers that went into it. And, you know, I had a great time with all the songs. And the ones, you know, there's a couple songs we didn't really like and we didn't put them on there. So the five that actually made it are, you know, I'm pretty proud of. But I would say Stranger is probably my absolute favorite.
That's lovely. And what are your expectations, you know, in terms of, you know, international sales?
Oh, like where are we going with the band now? Is that what you're saying?
Not really. You see, you have told that you are doing the, you know, live shows, you know, to promote your, you know, EP for, so that the,
yeah,
there are more and more eyeballs and more, you know, ears which add up to you. But definitely every artist has, you know, something in the mind, you know, which really, you know, makes them big in terms of international, you know, audience. So what are your expectations in terms of, you know, reaching out to the international markets with this EP?
Oh, you know, it's been a while since we've gone out and done a lot with this particular band. So we're trying to just stay focused on our immediate region for the next few months, and then spread out to some of the U.S. markets that we haven't been in a while, closer to the fall. As far as international goes, you know, it really depends on what promoters we can get a hold of that will take us out there. So we definitely want to, I mean, so far as a band, we've only played the U.S. and Canada, so we'd love to get further out there. It's just trying to figure out where to invest, so we're not really totally sure. I mean, we kicked around the idea of going to the U.K., and we talked to promoters in Germany, but we haven't solidified anything, so it's I guess it's kind of up in the air, you know. We really would love to expand our reach if possible.
Correct. Right now you are doing some shows in Southern California. Apart from that, what are your plans of doing the live shows, and what kind of audience are you expecting to be coming to, you know, attend to your concert?
Well, I, you know, we have a history, and kind of a small but loyal fan base that seem to be around. So I think, from what I can feel, like we're playing pretty small venues in Southern California, but, you know, it's looking like we're going to have some pretty good attendance. Generally, people that like to show up and dance and have a good time. The live shows were always pretty wild in the past. And, you know, I expect that it's going to be some good turnouts here in Southern California, but we're from originally the Midwest, so I think when we finally make it out to places like St. Louis, Missouri, Chicago, Illinois, down in Texas, eventually we'll play some shows out there, and those will be really great shows also. So, it's really just we'll go where people want us, and we'll make the best of it. I'm sure we'll have a few bad shows here and there, but you know, I'm staying optimistic for now.
Correct. And right now, let's say if international, you know, event organizers, they really want to connect with you, what are the platforms where they can, you know, connect with you so that you can get more and more opportunities to, you know, open up your market internationally?
Yeah, if anyone wants to get a hold of us, it's pretty easy to contact us at femfatality.net. All the contact information is there. But, you know, we're on all the basic websites, Facebook, it's Femme Fatality Music. On Instagram, it's Femme Fatality Official. On Twitter, it's just simply Femme Fatality. So, if anyone wanted to get a hold of us, find our site, and we'll be more than happy to talk about going anywhere and doing, you know, playing as many places as we can, as long as it, you know, makes sense. It'd be awesome.
Well, definitely we would encourage our listeners to do grab a copy of Femme Fatality even on iTunes and have a listen to these talented artists who are today discussing the music with us on Carrion Harry Talk Show. Bradley, any final message that you would love to deliver to the listeners of the show who will be listening to this show right from Australia to New Zealand to, you know, India to Europe and everywhere?
Sure, yeah. Just again, our new EP came out yesterday. It's sort of slow, dark wave, electronic stuff. You can get it for free or for any price you choose if you go to femfatality.bandcamp.com. Look us up. We appreciate the support, and hopefully we can get out to all these places that we haven't made it to yet. And I appreciate you for giving me a call and doing the interview. Thank you very much.
Well, at my end, it's always a pleasure to connect with the talented people who have got this passion to, do something good, and they are always looking for a platform where they can, find an avenue to reach out to the far and wide audience. And it was really a pleasure, and I feel very honored that you came on the show and shared your musical journey and a few thoughts about, marketing aspect of arts. A lot of people will be learning from what you have told us on the show itself, what kind of mindset you really need to have. And this will really help to my listeners. Thank you so much, and I wish you all the best. And may God bless you. Keep creating some wonderful music, and we will definitely love to have you back on our show with some more music coming in future.
Okay, thank you. Anytime. And take care.
Take care for now. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for being in tune with Best Talk Show, Carry On Harry, with entertainment editor Harry Johel. On BalaBalaRadio.co.uk, inviting music composers, producers, artists on board on Carry On Harry Talk Show for connecting you to worldwide audience. Write to Harry Johal at carryonharry.com.